Okay, we left off last time on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Itmar Shteikis Tei Edim Hamakchishos Zo Et Zo Marim Baba Basra Amar Rapuna Zo Bo'a Bifnei Atzma Umeida V'Zo Bo'a Bifnei Atzma Umeida Rapchisto Amar V'Hadei Sahadei Shakrei Lamali. So, that's the machlokes over here between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. How do we relate to Edim Mukhashim? Do we relate to them as in other Eduyot being kosher, Zobav Neatzma Me'ida? Or do we say that, no, Hanesa De Shakre Lamali, that we view them as possible, and very, very basic machlokes. The question is over here, of course, what is the machlokes? What is the machlokes based on? What is Rav Huna based on? And on what nekuda does Rav Chisda disagree with Rav Huna? If one looks in the Rashbam over there in Baba Basra, how does the Rashbam set up the machlokes? Question of chazakos. The Rav Huna uses what? Which chazaka? The Cheskas Kashrus. And Rav Chisda? Okay. So the Rashbam says that Rav Huna prefers the Cheskas Kashrus of the Edim, and Rav Chisda prefers the Cheskas Mamon of the case, of the situation. Question is, what's that machlokas? Okay, so we have at least terminology. It's machlokas, which chazaka takes precedence over which chazaka? What exactly is going on over here? So I think that perhaps, for those of us who learn together Iser V'Heter, we can use a chakira that we saw in terms of rov. How does one relate to a rov? You say, Acharabim Lahatos, what exactly does that mean? And we offered two options. Again, it's not our Torah, it's classic Achronish Torah. Do we view a rov as a birur, or do we view a rov as a hachra'ah? Namely, is the rov telling us what is really here? Or is the rov telling us, no, the suffix basically remains on the table. But you can't live with a suffix. You have to know how to behave. You have to have a tzura sisnahagut. And so what is the way that we behave? How do we deal with this rov, halacha lemaisa? That we behave as though, that we're going to not remove the suffix. The suffix is going to remain, but we're going to behave in a certain manner. So perhaps we can, and within the world of rov, we said maybe it depends upon the nature of a rov. Is it ruba de isa kaman? Is it ruba de lesa kaman? Maybe it depends on the degree of the rov. Is it a rov with a miyut hamatsui? Is it a rov with a miyut she'eno matsui? Right? We find such chilukim already in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Perhaps using that chiluk over here, that would help us understand the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Can someone continue? Namely, how do we view a cheskas kashrus? How do we view a cheskas kashrus? Are we saying the cheskas kashrus is what? According to Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, what is the cheskas kashrus telling us? And according to Rav Chisda, what is the cheskas kashrus telling us? They both. There's no machlokas that a person has a cheskas kashrus. That's not a machlokas. The question is, what does it mean to say that a person has a cheskas kashrus? Okay, fine, excellent. In other words, that according to Rav Huna, we have over here a cheskas kashrus, which is mevarer that these edim are edim ksherim. Once these edim are edim ksherim, they can even be motzi mamon. And this is going to exist until there is a mamon of shach. In other words, until there's an inner stira, we're going to assume that there is a cheskas kashrus as a vadai. Were we to have a case where you would have one aid coming from one kat and another aid coming from another kat, and they've made it together, the mamon of shach we have over here at psul, then we can't apply this birur. But as long as we can deal with each kat on its own, then we're going to have a birur. And this birur is going to allow us even to emotzi mamon. Masha'en ken, according to Rav Chisda, in Achinami we have a cheskas kashrus. But the cheskas kashrus is not that which is mevari that they are mevadai ksheirim. The cheskas kashrus is we have a suffix as to whether they're ksheirim or not. But we'll behave in a manner ki'ilu they're kosher. But when you have an aid who is mesupak, when you have a suffix, so then we have a principle of hamotzi mechaveru olav haraya, that then we bring in the cheskas mamon. The cheskas mamon can override a suffix. We're not going to be motzi mamon via a suffix. That l'chora would be the easiest way of learning the machlokas, and I think that's what the Rashbam had in mind. It was when the Rashbam said that according to Rav Huna we use the cheskas kashrus, and according to the Rashbam, and according to Rav Chisda, the Rashbam says we use the cheskas mamon. What he's telling us is that they each view the cheskas kashrus differently. If the cheskas kashrus is a birur, it'll override a cheskas mamon. If a cheskas kashrus is only a hachra, then it'll be overridden by a cheskas mamon, where you can't be motzi mamon min hasafik. This is all. Yes. Without,
even without the cheskas kashrus, you don't know which one of them is possible.
Right.
For each of them is a suffix. Now, does the cheskas kashrus change the
situation? Well, when we have a cheskas kashrus, so then we bring in chazakos. When we have a suffix, we bring in chazakos. So the cheskas kashrus is machriya the suffix. The question is it machriya the suffix b'tor a birur, or is it machriya the suffix b'tor a level of hitnahagut? That's exactly the, in other words, whenever you have a suffix, you have to look around and see, what do you have? What do we do in a case of suffix? If we have nothing, so then, in a chinami. But since we have a cheskas kashrus on the table, then we'll use it. The question is, to what degree can we use it? Yes? But here we have a chazaka, in a chinami. In other words, the rubava chazaka. In other words, I'm saying that even if Rov is a Birur, that's what we want to say. When we say Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif, we're not talking about the chazaka of a cheskas kashrus. Over there, we're talking about a cheskas marikama. In other words, that's a different level of a chazaka. The cheskas kashrus is already a proactive chazaka that enables us to be mevarer sveikot. That generally is the way that most understand the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. The problem is that it won't help us in terms of the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid in Baba Basra quotes the Ri, the Ri Bal HaTosfos, and with a different understanding l'chora of Rav Huna. He says, "Kosav Rabbeinu Yitzchak, im tavo," according to Rav Huna, "im tavo kas achas me'elu v'to'id ploni kidesh isha plonis, v'kat shnia to'id she'ish echad ba'aleha, hare Rav Huna amar she'shtehen edusan kayemes, v'horgin oso al pi edusan sheba al eshes ish." That we're going to take to take the din of Rav Huna of zo ba'a b'fni atma umeida v'zo ba'a b'fni atma umeida to two sides of the same case, to two stages of the same situation. Again, we have two Edom who say Reuven harag et Shimon. Two Edom say Reuven lo harag et Shimon. They're Edom mukhashim. Now, one set of Edom are going to say that Levi kidesh et Rachel. And then another set of Edom is going to say that we saw that a day after these Edom said that Levi kidesh et Rachel, that Rachel was nival to Yisachar. So in that situation, we're going to kill Rachel because she's an Eishes Ish who is Mizana. On what basis? On the basis of these two Kitot Edim. But here, we're dealing with a situation where we have to mitzarif the Edim, and according to the Ri, according to Rav Huna, can mitzarif the Edim. Even though we have over here, l'chora, an inner contradiction. One of these Kitot, Vaday is Fasol. We don't know which Kat. How in the world can we mitzarif the Edim if one of them Vaday is Fasol? So the Ri wants to bring a Raya to his Shita from the Mishnah in Taros of Shnei Shvilin, that we know that the Mishnah Taros says that if you have two Shvilin, under one of them we have Tumah. We don't know under which Shvil we have Tumah. We have one person who goes over one, and one person who goes over the other. Even though one of them is Vadai Tameh, we're going to paskin that they're both Tohar. So who Adin over here, even though one of these Kitot theoretically is Kat Shakranit, because we don't know, we're going to paskin that each of them are vadai kosher to the degree that will be horiget hanefesh al pihim. That's what the Ri says. And the Torah, Tosfos Ri said, that's impossible. You can't do that. That's lo yitachen. Lo yitachen. You can't compare it to a case of Shnei Shvilin. In the case of Shnei Shvilin, we're dealing with a situation where Reuven and Shimon each ask their questions separately. Each of them get a separate psak din. Were we to have a case of Shnei Shvilin where then Reuven and Shimon were to touch a kikar lechem, the two of them together, Barer, the kikar lechem, would be tamei. Reuven is tahar, Shimon is tahar, but the kikar is tamei, because one of them, vadai, is tamei. So even if we're going to view the world of Cheskas Kashrus as a birur, it's not going to override a mamanavshach. It's not going to override a tarte de sastre. It's not going to override a metzias that one of these ketos is possible. So how in the world did the Ri understand Rav Huna? What's the Ri's understanding of Rav Huna? This goes beyond Lechora, the din of Cheskas Kashrus. Cheskas Kashrus is limited. Meshulam wanted to limit Cheskas Kashrus very, very much. Even if we take Cheskas Kashrus like the Rashbam, that's going to help us explain, but that's only in a situation where we can apply the chazaka. But we can't apply the chazaka to a situation of a manavshach. You can't apply a chazaka to create something which is not there. One of these kitot vaday is possible. This is the same Tosfos Ri, by the way, or those who learned Yisr v'Heter. This is a Tosfos Ri that says that when you have a tarovis of yavesh b'yavesh, and we have two that are kosher and one that is treif, you can pick up one and you can eat it. You can pick up another one and you can eat it. When you pick up the third one and you eat it, and you're one person, now you're going to be chayev achatas. Because vadai, you ate that which is not kosher. So over here also, vadai, we have on the table, one of these ketot is not kosher. You can't be mitzareit in one person. You can't be mitzareit in one edus. How then could we learn Rav Huna? What alternatives there to understanding Rav Huna? How did Rav Huna understand the concept of an eid mukhash? What is the uniqueness over here of an eid mukhash that he will be an eid kosher? Whatever happened to the psul of mashaker? Yes. I was build it up a little more. What are you basically saying? Yes?
I guess in order to prefer to look at the fact, you need to be outweighed. You need to be which maybe just position is a Makisha. So yeah, you have to even that because it is a custody that you're lying, but it doesn't give a custody of telling the truth. So there's no inherent soul, just that we can't accept as copy of base, and they can't accept the status because they have two exist a custody going.
Okay, in other words, that in order to be puzzled as an eid sheker, what do you have to be? You have to be a vadai eid sheker. A suffik eid sheker, even if you're a vadai suffik eid sheker, right? But the moment that you're a suffik eid sheker is still kosher. A suffik eid sheker is kosher. So these two kitot, since each of them is a suffik eid kosher, each of them is kosher b'toras vadai. In other words, that you remain kosher b'toras vadai until you are proved to be a vadai shakran. If we're only on the level of a suffik shakran, that's not defined as a kat hamishakeret. That's not defined as a psul eidus. You're not possible for eidus for achshash mishaker. You're possible for eidus if you're vadai mishaker, according to Rav Huna. And since neither of these two kitot were vadai mishaker, we can even be mitzarif them as eidim because they remain kosher. They remain kosher in terms, it's very, very radical, and I don't think, you know, it's certainly not what we would call mainstream Rav Huna, but according to the Ri, that's his understanding of Rav Huna. Yes? What Yosef is pointing out is that l'chora, the Ri's understanding of Rav Huna is rejected by next Gemara. The next Gemara speaks about the fact that if you have malve v'lova v'shtei shtaros, yad bal hashtar al hatachtona. And Rashi understands this Gemara both according to Rav Huna and according to Rav Chista, that here we have a tarte desasre, and when you have a tarte desasre, then there's no way of being machshir both shtarot. Mashenken, according to the Ri, according to Rav Huna, both shtarot should be kosher. Why would we say yad bal hashtara atachtona? He can pull out both shtarot. Both shtarot were signed by Edim who are Sothek pasul. And since they're Edim that are Sothek shakranim, they're basically kosher. What you'd have to say according to the Ri is that Gemara goes only according to Rav Chista, not according to Rav Huna. We're going to see when we learn that Gemara that there's a whole machlokes rishonim. How do you learn each case according to which Amora? So it's dachuk, but one could say that that Gemara would only be according to Rav Chista. Yes?
You could also say according to the Ri that our people are coming at the same time. You could have the Shilu and people ask at the same time. But we ensure they were coming at different times, and then the Gemara would be different.
Mm-hmm. According, in other words,
our Gemara, when it says the Havayal Al-Tathon, was only talking about when they're coming at the same time. But we would agree with the case, like the case of Shnei Shilin, that it would be that you could only use one of them. The Yishko Chav and Shaimana. But if they had come at different times, then the Ri would say that the Din of the member would be different. And the Anathanami would collect both.
But according to the Ri, you should be able to collect both even if they come at the same time.
What? Meaning if...
According to the Ri, either way, you should be able to collect both. Because if you can kill a woman based on a tziruf of Edim, even though they're both coming together, we accept both kitot Edim. So according to the Ri, we should be able to accept both shtaros even if they come together.
We understood that in the case with the Ri by killing the woman, or killing the man, is because they had already accepted and embedded in the first cot that she was married, and then the next day another cot comes, it was already accepted and embedded in the first Edim.
And what you're saying is that the Ri really agrees you can't be mitzarif the two. That the Ri only feels that you can bring them if they're, in order to answer the Ri from the Kasha of the Tosfos Rid, you want to say that the case of Shnayim Omrim Kidesh, Shnayim Omrim Baal, this is not a tziruf. This is we're taking each of these kitot on their own. The fact that they both happen to be dealing with the same person, but we're not, it's there's no bevas
acha.
That, yeah, he compares it to the Shnei Shvilim case.
I understand, but that, in other words, within your, I think you're correct. Within the Ri itself, that's what the Ri is saying. What that means is just very, very difficult. How can you not view it as a Maman of Shach that self one of these Kite Edim is possible? So how can we bring about a din of Nefashos without by viewing them separately? But you're correct. Anyways, from the Ri literally, that's what would come out if you're taking the Raya from the Shnei Shvilim, and then you're correct. You could set this up as when they're coming together, and when they're coming together, then we'd be saying is more chamur than the case of Nefashos.
So then you can't pass them meeting. You can't pass them separately. So
you have to pass them together. It's like the two of them would come together. Okay, but the way that we suggested to understand the Ri, namely that we're dealing over here with a different hagdara of a shakran, of an eight sheker, then this Gemara would only be according to Rav Chista. Okay, so far then, what we have is within Rav Huna, we have two understandings. One understanding is that we have a cheskas kashrus, which serves as a birur, as opposed to Rav Chista, where the cheskas kashrus is only a hachra'a. So therefore, according to Rav Chista, the suffix remains. But according to Rav Huna, as long as there's no tarte desasre, the cheskas kashrus can serve as a birur, and this would give us an ability even to be motzi mamon. That was one possibility. Or we took Rav Huna one step further and said that a safek shakran is kosher, the Torah's Vadai, all the way. Take it all the way, it's kosher, the Torah's Vadai, even if there were to be a tziruf, even or if there's no kama over here from Manashah, that everything remains on the level of kosher. So you have two understandings of Rav Huna and one understanding of Rav Chista. However, Yitachain, and this is why Yeshu came to Tosfos, that we may have another understanding of Rav Chista as well. And this just requires a little background. In Baba Kama, on the Ayin Beis Amud Beis, we have a machlokas. We have a machlokas between Abaye and Rava as to what is the status of an eid zomim. Is an eid zomim l'makreya hu nifsal, or is an eid zomim mikanu lahaba hu nifsal? Rava states that eid zomim is mikanu lahaba hu nifsal. Why? We have two eidim who were made on a maisa. Two other eidim come and say, imanu hayisem l'makom ploni, at the time that you said that this maisa occurred, bismanu b'makom acher. And the halacha is that we believe the second kat of Eidim, and the first kat have a status of Eid Zomim. So Rava asks, I lachor, we have over here hakhasha, and in a situation of hakhasha, why should we believe the second set more than the first set? Lachor, both sets should remain whatever. Kasher, vadai, safek, kasher, they both sets should be on the same level. So we have a gzeras hakhasav. We have Gzeres HaKosav, we believe the second set. Once we have Gzeres HaKosav, only Mikanu Lahaba Hu Nifsal. And we don't say that these Eidim are Pasul Mitzad HaSvara, they're Pasul Mitzad HaGzeres HaKosav. So when Bezdin Paskins, from then they're Pasul. Before Bezdin Paskins, then they're Kosher. Abaye disagrees. Abaye says that L'makreya Hu Nifsal, that Havei Kegaz L'Nusa, that it's similar to being passeling someone as a gazla. Namely, were we to have a hakhash as to whether maisa occurred, two eidim come and say, Reuven harugas hanefesh, and two eidim say, Reuven lo harugas hanefesh. That's where we have Malchokas, Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda. But when we have two eidim coming and saying on two other eidim that you're possible, two eidim are saying, imanu hayisem, in other words, that they're saying that you're possible, that's not a situation of a hakhasha. It's two Eidim against two Balei Dvarim, and we always believe Eidim against Balei Dvarim, and therefore L'makreya Hu Nifsal. That's Abaye's Svara. I have this Rava disagree with such a Svara. I mean, self, we really don't have over here a Machlokas in terms of a Maisa. Did the Maisa occur, or did the Maisa did not occur? The second set of Eidim have no idea if the Maisa occurred or not. They're simply saying something about the nature of the first Eidim. They're simply talking about the status of the first Eidim. So over here, Lechora, Rava would say that Imanu Hayisem isn't like Gazlanusa. Gazlanusa is a Psul Gavra. If two Eidim come and say someone is a Gazlan, or two Eidim come and say two people are Gazlanim, so then Barur, the two Eidim who say that you're Gazlanim are believed because the people who were claimed to be Gazlanim, they're Balei Davar on themselves. Imanu Hayisem, however, relates to a maisa. It relates to an act. It's something which is relative. It's not nothing that relates to the person of the first aid. It relates to the first aid's ability to see an act. So yitachen that Rava would view that more in the realm of hakhasha. That's why I sent you to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus in Perek Yud Ches, where he defines an aid zomen, is very interesting in terms of his contrast. He says, what would be a case of hakhasha as opposed to hazama? V'chein, im amru lahem hech atem mi'idim kach, ze ha-horeg, o ha-neherag, o ha-lolve, o ha-malve, hoya imanu b'yom ze b'medina acheres. And it's the second set of Eidim. Don't speak about the first set of Eidim. They speak about the people involved theoretically in the act, the horeg or the neherag, or the Lova and the Malva, and they say Imanu Hayisem. They use that phrase Imanu Hayisem. Then Harezu Edus Mukcheshes. Sheze Kemisha Amar Lo Harag Ze Etze Velo Ze Hilva Etze Hari Imanu Hayu Velo Niye Hadover Haze. In other words, but if they say about the Eidim Imanu Hayisem, then we say you have a din of Eid Zomein. Namely, that the din of Eid Zomein is, this is Rav Atzar, it's a gzeres hakasuf within Imanu Hayisa. That if we have over here four individuals on the table, we have two Edim and we have a Harug and a Neherag. And so if the second set of Edim said the Harug v'Neherag Imanu Hayisem, that's Hakasha. When they say that the two Edim were Imanu Hayisem, that's Azama. So Rava understood it more as a Gzeres Hakasuv within the nature of Hakasha. It's a form of Hakasha. Imanu Hayisem is a form of Hakasha, which when it's said about Edim, then we call these Edim, Edim Zomimim, and therefore Mikanu Lahaba Hu Nifsa. Okay, that's just the background. In terms of what we have on the table, and then you have the whole Torah about the fact that that since these Edim were not so much caught in a sheker, like in Hakasha, but rather they were caught in a situation of Imanu Hayisem, so they're possible as a what the Christian world calls a shame eidzomeng, not because of the Maisa Avera. And this brings about all sorts of halachos, even though it's a lot of shame of Maisa, even though, in other words, that even if there's no hasra, etc., the shame eidzomeng is going to bring on their heads an onesh. That's just in terms of background. Comes along Tosfos, and he asks the following question. We have the question over here in our Tosfos. Tema, the Rava, the Amar b'Meruba, the Eid Zomeim Chidushu, the Maichos is the Samchis Ahani, Smoch Ahani, Adarava, Hoda Machshirim Lamazim, Have Chidush, the Hoba Hakrosha Trevayuk Sugin Lurav Chista. Namely, that Rava works out very, very well according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that when you have Eidim Mukhashim, Zoba b'fnei atma me'ida, v'zoba b'fnei atma me'ida. So that's what Rava says. We have over here a form of hakasha. Both kitot should be kosher. And so the fact that we have a gzeras hakasuv of the first kat is possible, that's a yotzei dofen, it's mikanu lahava. However, had Rava held like Rav Chista, then when you have hakasha, both kitim should be possible. So what's the chiddush that eid zomim is possible? Every eid mukhash is possible. If you want to have a chiddush, the chiddush is that the mazimim are kosher, but that the edim zomimim are pasul, that is already a given. So if the edim zomimim are pasul, that's a din b'chol haTorah kula. Why does Rava call it a chiddush? Why does that serve as a background for mikanu lahaba hu nifsal? That's Tosis's question. So what does Tosis answer? V'omeri, the Rava savar k'Rav Huna. And then we have, you have a Gemara that appears at Rav Savar K'Rav Huna, and you have a Gemara that appears at Rav Natsavar K'Rav Huna, etc. But the only way the Tosfos gets around it is by saying that Rava has to agree with Rav Huna. Rava can't work with Rav Chista. You can't say Eid Zomim Chidushu. You cannot say Eid Zomim Chidushu if you hold like Rav Chista. That's the assumption over here of Tosfos. That Rava has to fit in like Rav Huna. The Tosfos over there in Baba Kama asked the same question. And if I invade him, it is. He asked the exact same question. Aval Koshe, the Rav Chista, Domer Becheska Sabatim, Shtei Kitei Eidem Achisho Zo Etzo Bahadei Sadi Shakri Lomali, Imkain Ein Chidush Mashin Ifsalim, Adarabah, Masha Hamazimim Ksheirim Havei Chidush Lerav Chista, Vahasam Bailem Meimar de Rava Krav Chista. So Tosfos answers, Yeshlamar de Lamai, the Boy Lemeimar Hasam de Rava Krav Chista, it wouldn't be a Chidush Anachinami. The Chidush is if you hold the Rava is like Rav Huna. And we're similar to our Tosfos. A little different signon, but basically similar to our Tosfos. Then Tosfos over there gives an od yeshlomar. He gives an od yeshlomar. He has an afterthought that maybe you can give another teretz. Namely, the main teretz of Tosfos, the only teretz of Tosfos by us, and the first teretz of Tosfos over there is that Rava and Rav Chista don't fit in, are incompatible. You have to learn Rava like Rav Huna. Then the od yeshlomar, the Rav Chista nami have a chidush mashin ifsalim vaday. The V'imhayu shnayim en hashuk me'idim ploni lava miploni mana. V'achas mishtei kitei edim halalu makrishos zo et zo omeret lo lava. Lo ha'isim motzi mamon misafek. V'eilu hamazimim psulim legamrei. Afilu lehachzik mamon al pihen. Hilkach chidushu. Ulegabei hachi en lechabo ele mishas chidush v'eilech lechashvam kevadai psulim. Namely, Tosas comes up with a brilliant terutz, which lechora it makes so much sense. What is Tosas over here saying? Rav Tista holds that these edim are edei sakar. So Rava can very well fit in like Rav Tista. In other words, according to Rav Tista, when you have two key to edim and makrishim zo etzo, these are safek pasul and these are safek pasul. The chiddush of eid zomeim is that the edim azimim are vadei pasul. That's the difference. That's the chiddush. That worked out even according to Rav Tista. Nafgamina between being vadei pasul and being safek pasul is can you be edim lahachzik mamon? Lahotzi mamon, you have to be vadei kosher. Lahachzik mamon, if you're a safek, you can be machzik mamon. Namely, according to Rav Tista, that's the case that he gives. If we have two edim in a certain case, let's say Reuven owes Shimon money, and then one of these sets come and say, no, he doesn't owe Reuven Shimon money, we'll be machzik mamon based on these edim. These edim are safek kosher, but edim zomimim who would say that someone should be mafzik mamon, that they're possible gamrei. So what is the whole question? How does the question begin? Isn't this od yesh lomar really, you know, like this should be the teretz? Why does Tosos leave out this teretz? It's so obvious. It's pshat that Rav Tista, in other words, according to Rav Huna, we have a din of Vadai, and according to Rav Tista, Bahare Sane Shakre Lamali, we have a din of Safek. What to do with Eid Zomim? Eid Zomim is Vadai Pasul. Eid Muklach is Safek Pasul. That's the Chiddush. That's what Rava is saying. In other words, Rava is saying, Lachor, according to Kol HaTorah Kula, these Eidim should be Safek Pasul, and the Torah says they're Vadai Pasul. That's a Chiddush, and that Chiddush is only Mikanu Lahaba. That Lachor is wonderful. Why in the world would Tosos be mit'alein from such a teretz? Okay, so those who were here last year, we learned this last year, Meruba. No, so what is the Chora? What alternative do we have? How did Tosus understand Rav Tista? How did Tosus understand Rav Tista that he had to come on to say that Rava can't learn like Rav Tista? Rava had to learn like Rav Huna. Yes. Yes. One of those, right. Now, since no one says that Eid Zomim is Niftal B'Torah Safek, so Kaner'eh, that just like we have two Perushim in Rav Huna, we also have two Perushim in Rav Tista. That according to Rav Tista, that these Eidim are Vadai Psulim. Not Safek Psulim, but Vadai Psulim. And therefore, there's no Chiddush in terms of Eid Zomim. Every Eid Mukhosh is Vadai Pasul. Then the question, but why should an Eid Zomim be Vadai Pasul if he's only a Safek Shakra? So then, okay, let's take it one step further. So what would be over here the sort of the other side of the coin of the second Pshat of Rav Huna? Rav Huna said that a Safek Shakra is really kosher. That in order to be Pasul, you have to be Vadai Pasul. What would Rav Huna say? What would Rav Tista say? Yosef? The other way around. In order to be an Eid Kosher, you have to be Vadai Kosher. The moment you're not Vadai Kosher, the moment you don't have full Aminut, the moment that you don't have the full faith of the Beis Din, then you're Pasul B'Toras Vadai. Namely, a Choshud L'Shakir is Pasul B'Toras Vadai. That, you know, that would be the words that we have to say. But what does that mean? How can you say that someone who is a Safek Shakran is Pasul B'Toras Vadai? Lemaisa, it's only a suffix if he was a bishakir, right? In other words, if we're dealing with it, in other words, we say that someone who's a suffix that he ate chelev is as though he vadi ate chelev. Someone who's a suffix that he killed someone, he vadi killed him. I mean, lechora, that's in other words, no one would say that. Yes.
When you could say, especially like the Rambam's formulation of what Avis is, that this is exeres kasher because two people say something and we kill people all pihem. So you can say the tactic like there's a custom. You need to have a You're not nichol on Akzeres HaKasim anymore.
Okay. To take what Yosef is saying and just put it in brisket terminology, he's saying this correct, right? In other words, that just as we have a concept of a shame eid zomeh, even though this eid zomeh didn't do a maisa aveira b'toras vade, we have this zeres hakosah that two people come and say, imanu hayisem, you have a shame eid zomeh. So also there's a concept of a shame eid mukhash, that there is a, you know, it's not, that this person is not possible because of the maisa aveira. It's not vade, he did a maisa aveira. But rather, anyone who is chashud l'shaker has a shame eid mukhash, and this shame eid mukhash is going to passel him the Torah Sevada. Now, it's not the same as the shame eid zomeh. The shame eid zomeh only applies to one kit. Here we're applying the shame eid mukhash to both kitos. The shame eid zomeh is going to give someone an onesh. Over here, we're not giving someone an onesh. We're not going that far. We're passeling them. But the fact is that we are not relating to a vaday maisa avera. This is not the world of Kol HaTorah Kula, where a person becomes puzzled because he did a Maisa Avera. We have a Suffolk Maisa Avera, then he's Suffolk puzzled. Here, we're talking within the realm of Sheker. The realm of Sheker is a different realm. The moment that there's a Chshad of Sheker, you can't be an Eid Kasher. The moment you can't be an Eid Kasher, you're a Vaday puzzle. You have a shame of an individual who is Vaday puzzle Eidah. So we have then the possibility that the Mahos Rav Huna and Rav Pista is a question of degree. It's a question of degree. Namely, they both agree we have a cheskas kashrus. The question is, this cheskas kashrus a mavarer or a machria? Right? Have we created a vadai, or do we still have a suffek linking basically in there? Or it could be that we have a machlokas north pole, south pole. That according to Rav Huna, someone who is chash neshaker is vadai kosher, and according to Rav Kisa, someone who is a chash neshaker is vadai kosher. All the way to the other. To the other extreme, yes? Then Yad Bal Hashtar Atun would only work out according to Rav Huna, not according to Rav Pista. So that's where Eitan came in, that it may depend on, in other words, you know, according to, if we take this approach in Rav Pista, which kind of is the approach of Tosos, because he didn't give the Teruts of Tosfos. Give the favorites of Tosfos. No. If you look, you're right. If you, in order to be able to set up the next Gemara, as we're coming to, you would have to say that if Rav Chisda is two, then Rav Huna has to be one, right? And then the moment that there's a Meman of Shach, that would override the Eidus, right? And we wouldn't be able to have a Rav Huna two and a Rav Chisda two. And continue to next Gemara. We'd have to move Rav Huna up to one. Okay, fine. Okay, so in terms of explaining the Machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, we have two options within Rav Huna. The option of the Rashbam, and the option of the, possibly, of the Ri, unless we're going to run the Ri like Eitan, you know, that's more Kashur to Shnishvilin, and it's a question of whether we have the two things on the table simultaneously or not. And then we have, within Rav Chisda, we have in our Tosfos, and over here this would be our Tosfos, and this over here would fit in according to the Od Yeshlomar and Tosfos in Bava Kama. And this would be the Tosfos in Shavuos. And the first day was the Tosfos of Bava Kama. Okay, so up to now we've discussed in terms of where Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, when they're on the table, what did they say? I sent you to a riff in Ksuvus that Lechora deals with the case which should be, Lechora on the surface, a case of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, and the riff doesn't mention Rav Huna and Rav Chisda at all. The Rif over there in Ksuvus, in the Alphas and the Testament Aleph, gives the following situation. Irer de Gazlanusa, namely that someone is telling that one of the Edim on a shtar is a Gazlan, Nami lo amran ela de kamisade tre de gazlanahu, the asu tre achrine umisade the hudder bitshuva, the lo makreshe lahanach, aval e asu tre achrine the amre, lav gazlanahu, the makreshe lahanach, and we have someone signed on a shtar, we have two edim who say he's a gazlan, and two edim who say he's not a gazlan, then lo chosim kral, the havile tre dele bahade tre, bahave gavra safek pasul, hilkoch lo machtiminan le kral, lo mafkina mamon apume. Such a person can't be an aid. Such a person can't be an aid to be motzi mamon, because we have on this person a tre utre. Two edim claim he's a gazlan, and two edim claim he's not a gazlan, so we view this individual as a safek gazlan, and he can't be motzi edim, geti motzi mamon. So all the Rishonim will here ask, why is this person a Safek Gazlan and can't be Motzi Mamon? That L'chora would make sense according to Rav Chisda. But we paskin like Rav Huna. We paskin that Hanei Boi V'me'idim V'hadei Boi U'me'idim. When you have an individual that we have a Safek, if he's Pasul, then he remains kosher. That's the question over here of the Ran. V'itema Ha amrinam perek cheskas habatim. Shnei ki te edim maklishim zo et zo. Zobov sne atzmo me'ida v'zobov sne atzmo me'ida. Ama af agav de pasle ahadodi mukminan lehu aches kasayu. We have a cheskas kashus. So, mukminan lehu aches kasayu apilu lafuke mamona. So why not apply the same thing to this individual? Where there are two who say it's a gazlan, two who says it's not a gazlan. Let's apply his cheskas kashrus and allow him to be an aid, to be motzi mamon. It's a consequence of trei utrei. That's the question of the Rishonim. Nu, what do you say? If you were the Ran, how would you answer this question? Yes? You don't have to answer the same way the Ran does.
The two treis and treis are not equivalent.
Why are they not equivalent? Okay, let's say that. Two treis and treis are not equivalent.
The one we were discussing beforehand is a trei utrei on their testimony, and here's a trei utrei on their two even they're actually...
But why should that affect the concept? The concept is that when you have trei utrei, you have a suffix, so we apply cheskas kashrus. So here we have a case of trei utrei. Nachon, it's not the equivalent case, but we have a trei utrei. What happened to the cheskas kashrus? That's the Ran's question. The Ran asked that since the difference between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda was how we view the cheskas kashrus, if we're saying the cheskas kashrus is mevarer to turn a suffix into a vadai, so why not over here also use the cheskas kashrus to turn this suffix gazlan into a vadai kasher? Let's go back. We have a suffix. What's the difference between the edim and the gazlan? Why in the edim would we apply the cheskas kashrus? And in the Gazlan, we wouldn't apply the Cheskas Kashrus. That's the Ran's question. You're correct. They're not the same case. It's not the same case. The one is a case of Hakasha, in terms of the Machtishin themselves, and the other is a result of the Hakasha. But even given that that's not the same case, why wouldn't we be able to apply the same principle?
Yes, because Rakuna is just in Hades, that's Xeris Hakasha.
This is a svara. The Xeris HaKosuv is a zomein. That's a Xeris HaKosuv. This is a svara. This is a machokas in svara. No one over here brings a pasuk. Let me read you the Ran Terut, and you'll tell me what it means. The Ran answers, V'yesh lomar, D'ho adam rinan mai chozes t'samchis ahani smocha hani, v'lo mehem nolei chazoka kamaisa, Hainu kihacha sheyesh lanu lidon bevas achas al shtei eduyot umishem hachi kol treyu trey lo machshirinan le demay chazes esamkes ahani smocha hani avu bebeis ki te edem achishos zo et zo kishebo'a kol achas b'fnei atzma eno nutzrichim radun elo aleha v'keivan shehoya achas mehen ksheira bevadai al kol achas v'achas shebo'a lefaneinu b'fnei atzma amrinan zoi yakshera umafkina mamona apumei. The Ram may be a little long-winded, but he's very clear. What is What is the Ran saying over here? What is the difference between the situation where you have treyu trey that we apply the cheskas kashrus, and this individual on whom we have a treyu trey and we don't apply the cheskas kashrus? Yes.
By aedus, there is a possibility that this person is 100% correct, that they are not the puzzle. So the suffix, yeah, and so the suffix is this the one that's 100% or the one that's 0%? But with, you have the two aedim that are being talking about one aid, if is he a gotten or he's not, then there's a suffix, it's only 50% from both sides. We don't know what he is. One, is he a kosher or not? So there's no that there the suffix remains, and therefore the rift passes that by Gazanusa that
okay, yeah, in other words, that when we have a situation of two sets of Eidim, when one of these sets is Vadei Kosher, that's what we're starting off with, one of these sets is Vadei Kosher, we don't know which one it is, then when each of them come to us, we can say, okay, you're the Vadei Kosher. We know that one of them is Vadei Kosher. But on this individual, we have no idea that he's a Vadei Kosher. We have a suffix if he's Kosher. So he doesn't have a Cheskas Kashrus. When we have one which is Vadei Kosher, we don't know, is it Kat Aleph or Kat Bet, which of these two Kitot is Vadei Kosher? So we say that when each of them is dealt with, they have a Cheskas Kashrus, because one of them is Vadei Kosher. We have a Cheskas Kashrus in the picture. The question is just which of them is Kosher? So there we'll use the concept of Chazaka. Masha Enkein, in the case of the Gazlon, we can't separate the two Kitot. The two Kitot are coming together. Namely, that we have no Vadei Kosher on this individual, on this Gazlan, so there's nothing to set up to begin with in terms of a Cheskas Kashrus. That's a tremendous Chiddush. In other words, that we're very much limiting the case of Cheskas Kashrus to a situation, this is going back to what Eitan said, where we can deal with them separately. Namely, when we can deal with each of them separately, then we can speak about a Cheskas Kashrus. Were we not to be able to deal with each of them separately, we wouldn't be able to speak of a Cheskas Kashrus even by the Eidim HaMukhashim. Yes.
Isn't that very
Medeiic
in the
Lashon
of the Gemara? By
Rav Huna, when he says, Nachon, yeah. Yeah, yes, okay. In other words, it's a question the Gemara, in other words, the Rift didn't bother to ask because it was obvious to him that Machlokas had no relevance. And the Ran is explaining why the Machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, didn't have relevance. Yes?
Shouldn't that be dependent on how you view a function, meaning if you're going to view it, like it kicks each other out, and
so that goes back, you're correct, that would go back to the Machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, that according to Rav Chisda, clearly, in other words, they would cancel one another out, because either they're Eidim Sulim Vadai, or they're Pasul Misafek, they would cancel one another out, and then perhaps the Cheskas Kashrus would still be there. Mashenken, according to Rav Huna, the whole question is according to Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, that we pass in Sobef Neyatsu Me'ida, Sobef Neyatsu Me'ida, namely that we're dealing with, that the Eidim don't cancel one another out, because they stand on their own. They each stand on their own. So once they each stand on their own, the question is, why not then apply the Cheskas Kashrus that we apply to the Eidim also to Rav Huna, also to the Gazlan, that we apply to the Eidim also to the Gazlan? That's where he brings up the fact that their Meman of Shach, we have a Kat which is Kasher. Here, by the Gazlan, there's no basis of a Cheskas Kashrus. Okay, what that leaves over here in the sugya by us is this list of situations, yes? Exactly.
We can't say you have a Cheskas Kashrus because everyone said I even don't give a Cheskas Kashrus, say because you have a
The fact that we don't have a situation where Vadai there are Ksherin in the picture, and the question is who are the Ksherin? That's when you use a Cheskas Kashrus, we know that someone is kosher, we don't know whom. So he said, well, we'll give a Cheskas Kashrus to each of them. But so the question is, why not give it to this guy? That's the question. So the answer is that goes beyond the ability of a Cheskas Kashrus. A Cheskas Kashrus can only help someone when we know that there is Kashrus on the table. The question is, who is the Kasher? then we could say this person has a cheskas kashrus. If we don't know that this person necessarily either is kosher, we can't start off. In other words, you understand the question better than the answer. Okay.
Yeah. But what are these pagans saying, the ones who say he's a god, that they swore him, they swore him?
Right.
So and the others are saying that it's not like they were saying he was with us, he couldn't.
No. They say the. No, they both say they saw the same act, and two of them say he took Reuven's object, two of them say he took his own object. Okay, so there's a machlokas, whether he's a gazon or not. No one's a gazon taking his own object. That's a machlokas between them. Two of them said, we saw him take an object that said on it belongs to Reuven, and he said, no, it said on it belongs to Shimon. Right, so it's a machlokas. There's a hakasha within the edus. Right. So on the Eidim themselves, we'll say they each have a cheskas kashrus. They could both come and be meyid and future eduyot. Even though they were maklish one another in terms of this person, they could each continue to be meyid and other eduyot. We pass on like Rav Huna. But this person's up the creek according to the Rif. So the Ran wants to say that the Rif understands that cheskas kashrus is limited. The cheskas kashrus is limited. You don't have to say like the Rif. You could have learned not that way. The Rif could have said that there's a cheskas kashrus and then kol ba'al makom bo shalom. But the Rif kaner was machalik between these two situations. And Yosef pointed out that that's a diuk of the Gemara, dafka zoba b'tnei atzma. Okay, what we're left with over here are these four cases that are brought on the bottom of daf mem zayin amad beis. So what I suggest we'll do now is just raise the issues in the four cases. What do you have to think about in each of these cases? And then that we'll begin with that next time. What are the cases? First case is shnei malvin u'shnei lovin u'shtei shtaros. Shnei malvin, shtei lovim, shtei shtarot. So in this situation, hainu pluktayu. There, that's a no-brainer. That's a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. That's exactly our machlokas. Our only question is that according to Rav Huna, we say zobo v'natu me'ida. According to Rav Chisda, what does hanei shari shakrei lamali mean? That they're pasul b'toras safek, namely they can be machzik mamon, they can't be motzi mamon, or the pasul b'taras vada, they can't even be machzik mamon. That's the machlokas rishonim that we saw within Tosfos, the two deos in Tosfos. Okay, so that remains, you know, the hainu pluktayu, but we don't know exactly what Rav Chisda holds and who adin Rav Huna. In other words, what were there to be a tar to the sasrei in such a situation? What would Rav Huna hold? That we don't know either. Next case, malve velove ushtei shtaros. Yad ba'al hashtar al hatachtona. Malve velove v'shtei shtaros, yad ba'al hashtar al hatachtona. Over here, we have to ask ourselves, based on what we learned today, who is this according to? Is this according to Rav Huna? Is this also according to Rav Chisda? Only according to Rav Chisda? Only according to Rav Huna? Depending upon how we're going to learn them. And then we have over here a Rambam, where the Rambam says that we have Yad Ba'al Hashtar HaTachtona, but he has to be Nishva, a Shvua B'Nikitas Chayfetz. Ram explains we have over here, Kein Amoda B'Miktsas. And the Ravid, you know, it gets very, very upset. They were talking about Shtaros, and Ma'pitom, you have Moda B'Miktsas on Shtaros, etc. And he says, the Rambam, you're so see yourself. You and Hilchos Tomei V'Nitan Dalad Paskin differently. So how do we understand the Rambam? Okay, that'll be our challenge in the second Hechatimsa. The third hechetimsa, shnei malvin velove echad, ushtei shtaros, hainu masnisen. Here we have a double problem in the Rishonim. Hainu masnisen, that's chen v'ni al pinkaso. That would explain why all this was brought in. Is this according to Rav Huna? Is this according to Rav Chisda? Who discusses that issue on this third case? That's the Ramban and the Baal Hamor. That's where they're chalik. What is their machlokas? What is machlokas between the Ramban and the Baal Hamor? How to set this up, like Rav Huna or like Rav Chisda, both. And then the Mishnah talks about Nishba v'notel. Do we have a Shvua over here as well? Hainu masnisin, meaning that they're both notel, or hainu masnisin that they're Nishba v'notel. So be medayik over here in Rashi and in the Rambam. Okay, that's so we have over here a double machlokas Rishonim we have to deal with. And finally, the last case, Shnei lovin umal ve'echod ushtei shtaros mai Teku. So over here, again, work it out according to Rav Huna and according to Rav Chista. But also, there's a Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam, that the Rambam sets this up in one situation, and the Lecha Mishnah quotes a Baal HaTrumos and Rabbi Ephraim, a student of the Baal HaTrumos, Rabbi Ephraim, different Rabbi Ephraim, who sets it up in the opposite situation. And again, what is the machlokas between those Rishonim? Okay, so we have over here each of these cases, we have to set up, you know, we have to understand each of the cases we have at least one machlokas Rishonim, we have to set it up in that way. Okay, then we'll continue until the end of this section. That's relatively straightforward. And we'll begin Bli Neder, we'll complete Bli Neder Chen B'nei Al Pinkaso. That we have over here another case of Chen B'nei Al Pinkaso and the case of Shulchani. That we'll see Bli Neder next time. That brings in the Tosfos of Nishba Bal Habayis. Okay, Bli Neder, tomorrow I'll give you a page of Mar Makamos if there's anything to add.